Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
I see dead people.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
On The Director's Cut with Alan T.
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. Now, this week, it's a bit of I suppose you call it an obscure movie, but it was made by Ethan Coen without his brother. Yes, it's called Drive Away Dolls. It also had another title, which was Henry James, Drive Away Dykes. Okay, well, it's a crime comedy road film directed by Ethan Coen from a screenplay he co-wrote with his wife, Tricia Cook, who was also the film's editor and uncredited co-director. The two producers of the film were Robert Graff and working titles Jim Bevan and Eric Fauna. So there you go. That was George Harrison's company he set up to make The Life of Brian. Let's have a listen to the trailer and you'll get a good flavour of what this film is all about.
The case, Santos.
Not on your life.
Hello, girls. It's the last body shot competition, so we are going to salt you up.
I've had it with love. I don't believe it's relevant to the 21st century lesbian.
You're not wearing that.
I just came from work.
I came from Toledo. I don't dress like it.
I'm not here to peddle my wares.
What? I'm leaving town.
I am too. That was my plan. Where are you going?
Tallahassee, Florida. I've been unhappy.
That's why we take this trip together, honey babe.
We get our act together, together.
Curly's Drive Away, Pennsylvania's most trusted name in car delivery.
Curly here.
Don't call me Curly.
And your name, Curly?
My name is Curly. We just met. It's too familiar.
We're here for the car.
Wait a minute. You call with a drop-off in Tallahassee, and then these broads come in and say they're ready to go to Tallahassee. They drive the car instead of you. Is that bad?
Bad if they find the goods.
What?
We should see what's in here.
I bet it's locked.
I understand that you're unhappy, sir. We will find and deliver the package.
We just want your friends.
You cannot relate to the public, which in the service profession is a big handicap.
Did the two creeps find you?
They know we have their stuff.
Maybe we sell it back. Shake them down.
Are they like wanted or something?
Oh, no. They're not in trouble at all.
I'm going to help you break a big murder case.
That is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I'm a cop.
Who are you?
Democrats.
Well, you've had a full day.
Love that line. Who are you? Democrats. Well, it's set in 1999. The film stars Margaret Qualley and Geraldine Vosanathan as the two lesbians, their best friends on a road trip through the eastern United States, who become involved in a criminal scheme along the way. Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the plot, but let's start off with a great piece of music. This is from Linda Ronstadt, and this is called Long, Long Time. That works better.
Back the tears.
It's called Maggot's Brain, and it's from the band Funkadelic, would you believe? And yes, a very unusual track. But there's some good variety of music in this film, I have to say. You're going to be having a few surprises coming up in a little while. And let's just have a think here. What could the plot be? Well, at a bar in Philadelphia in 1999, a man named Santos sits in a booth while nervously clutching a briefcase. He exits in a hurry and is followed by the bartender, who murders and decapitates him in the alley. Well, elsewhere in Philadelphia, Jamie and Sulky are lovers whose relationship unravels over Jamie's infidelity. Well, after Sulky kicks her out of their apartment, Jamie learns that her friend Marion is planning a trip to Tallahassee, Florida, and decides to tag along. Well, they head to a drive-away car service where someone can transport a car one day for another client. There you go, save money. Well, due to a misunderstanding, they are given a car that was already booked for a trip to Tallahassee. I won't tell you any more now. Back after the break.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Well, moments later, a trio of criminals, as we said, come in consisting of Alice, Flint and Chief. They come to the shop to pick up the car headed to Tallahassee. Well, they find that Jamie and Marion have taken it by accident, along with unspecified cargo tied to their illegal dealings. Now, this track is going to interest you. This is by a guy called, well, it's actually two people called Reed Stewart and also famous Pee Wee King, who wrote the song. And, well, it starts off with some applause and it's a live performance. And it's really quite fascinating. You'll know what it is when you hear it.
Pee Wee, this is a song that we wrote many years ago and it wasn't meant to be a country song. And just good band.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. But remember, counting all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. But remember, if a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone. Silver flame and see the jungle when it's spread with rain. But remember, darling, here's your home again. You belong to me,
Mr. Johnny Gimble. Thank you.
jungle when it's wet with rain. But remember, darling, here's your home again.
Very recognizable, of course. And we're actually going to have a different version. In fact, the version that made it famous later on in the program. Well, they haven't actually discovered what's in the case yet. While Marion wants to go straight to Tallahassee, Jamie constantly tries to convince Marion to loosen up by taking detours and trying to have casual sex at lesbian bars along the way. Well, Marion prefers to read Henry James the Europeans, hence the alternative title, On the Trip. But slowly comes out of a shell due to Jamie's prodding. Well, when the pair finally enters Florida, their car gets a flat tire. Here we go. And they pull up in the car and they open the trunk and find the briefcase Santos was holding and a basket containing Santos's preserved head. So now you know, it's getting deep. It's getting really deep. Let's have some more music. A bit of a contrast here from what we just heard. Dinah Crowell and Fly Me to the Moon. And she's coming to Spain, down to Andalusia soon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please be true.
Well, that's one of the tracks that they encounter when they're in one of their bars. ESG, it's called. Well, Jamie and Marion are followed by Aris and Flint, who are led on a wild goose chase by a soccer team who had invited Jamie and Marion to a party. There you go. When Jamie and Marion check into a hotel using Jamie's credit card, the mob is tipped off to their location. Well, Jamie convinces Marion that she needs to have a positive sexual experience to enjoy life more. Aris, Flint, and Chief arrive in Tallahassee. We continue now with this great track. It's called El de Bedroom Dancing. Bedroom Dancing, another one of the tracks that they heard and one of the clubs that they went to. Right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back with more great music from the film called Drive Away Dolls.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue now with music from the film called Drive Away Dolls. A little bit more. Should we have a little bit more? Yes. Of the plot. Well, Suki has also been en route to Tallahassee in her capacity as a police officer after Jamie tipped her off. Well, Jamie and Marion, you didn't know that, did you? Well, they did. Jamie and Marion meet Chanel at a lesbian bar. This is the senator, and give him the dildo. And that was what they found in the case in exchange for $1 million. Hmm. Well, Suki intercepts them as they exit. And Chanel, misinterpreting the interaction, turns back around to try to kill the women. Suki shoots him. Well, Chanel survives, but his reputation is ruined when newspapers begin publishing articles about his criminal connections with a dildo collection. Yeah, I know it's an interesting story, but if you want to actually find out more, you're going to have to see the film as well. I do highly recommend it. It's quite amusing. Let's get back into the music now. The title.
Yeah, all my friends told me that they dig it the most. Peanut butter. Yeah, early in the morning when they spread it all.
Selection of music from the movie, which of course is Drive Away Dolls. This is Fire, about the longest track we're playing today here on the program, as we continue with music from Drive Away Dolls.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Yes, indeed. Here we are. We're getting towards the top of the hour as we continue music from Drive Away Dolls. And before the break, you heard there Jim Payton and I Love You. Well, this is a great track. The artist, Joyce Harris, and I've got my mojo working. Well, Drive Away Dolls is the debut of the Cohen as a solo director, excluding his 2022 documentary Jerry Lee Lewis, Trouble in Mind, without the collaboration of his brother Joel. It's also his first narrative film since The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Yes, in 2018. Well, Cohen took a break from filmmaking in 2018 because he had grown bored with the process of filmmaking. Right, well, anyway, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 64% from 253 critics. The consensus reads, the appalling odd couple chemistry between Margaret Qualley and Geraldine Viswanathan helps drive away doll power past its overly familiar screenplay and erratic execution. So that's it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company. I hope you enjoyed the music. We're going to go out with the You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford, who made it famous. And then an instrumental track to take us up the top of the hour from the movie Drive Away Dolls.
See?
See the jungle when it's wet with rain. You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.